The content discussed in the Well Life podcast is not meant to be medical advice, but for educational purposes only. If anything we discuss resonates with you, please reach out to your physician before making any changes in your medications, diets, or routines.
Welcome to the Well Life Podcast, where our mission is to educate and empower you to take control of your life in every area, spiritually, physically, relationally, and emotionally, to live life well and to be the best version of yourself. Here are your hosts, Dr. Glenda Shepherd and Robin McCoy.
Welcome back to the Well Life Podcast. This is Robin McCoy.
And I'm Dr. Glenda.
And we are excited to be here for our 24th episode. Glenda, can you believe it?
I know, Robin. I know. I can still see us sitting at the Starbucks talking about doing this. And here we are, episode 24. It's a blessing. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, you know, it is. And and who knew we could talk this much, right? Hey, so today we wanted to have a conversation about transitions, you know, yes. And when I think of first thing I think about in transitions is I think about the glasses, you know, where you can get glasses that when you go outside, they're called transition lenses they where they get dark, right? Mm-hmm. Or you come inside and they get light. And so that is a kind of like a metaphor for what we're going to talk about today too. So is that we're always in a state of transition from, you know, moving into the new and leaving behind the past. And the conversation we want to have is about transitioning well. And transition ultimately is all about change, but there's always opportunity in the change and in the transition. And so looking for that nugget versus the challenge that we're going through in that transition is key. And in Psalms 119:66, it says, "Teach me how to make good decisions and give me revelation light, for I believe in your commands." And so transition is almost like moving us closer into the light out of, right, Glenda? I mean, just whenever we're changing, we're stepping into something new and it's like expansive and it's exciting and it's awe-inspiring and wonderful. And life, whether we like it or not, comes in seasons. And transitions from one season to another can be joyful. They can be stressful, sad, and maybe even scary. We never know what's coming in the new season. And I find that there's always an element of feeling lost. There's always an element of wilderness in transitions. And so now that for me anyhow, I can tell something's shifting, something's changing. I can almost feel it that when God is taking me into a different season or a new transition. And right now I know that I just ask, okay, what is this about, Lord? Before, I can say years in the past, there would be this unsettling and I would get disturbed by the unsettling and I maybe even get depressed or sad or scared. And now I just say, okay, something's coming. Something's happening. I can feel it. Lord, what is this about? So that He can reveal to me what's happening in this transition season. And Glenda, transition ultimately, like we said, is all about change. And most
all
people,
about change.
All about change. And I, you know what? Most people do not like change. They like staying in their comfort zone.
Yes. And as I was saying to you earlier, I have been one all my life. I won't say enjoy change, but I will say I seek it. Mm. I seek change.
I love that.
Because earlier in my life, when I was starting to feel depressed or down and out, I had to take an assessment and I'm like, why am I feeling this? Mm. And it's because life was stagnant.
Yeah,
I wasn't growing. I wasn't changing. And I realized at that point, I need to always continually seek change.
Mm, I love that.
And a good example is school. I've been in school all my life. I've enjoyed learning and growing and developing. And school has given me the opportunity to do that. And even today, completing my doctorate 2 years ago, I'm still doing certifications and I'm still seeking ongoing education because it just, there's always something to learn.
Yes, that's so good. You know, instead of saying change, we should just exchange that word for growth. Because what you're talking about is growth. And it's very scriptural that if we are not growing, if we don't have a vision, then we're dying. And that's the truth. So that feeling you were feeling is like, okay, I'm just stagnant. And, you know, if you see stagnant waters, you're going to see slime grow on stagnant waters and you're going to see death and decay. Yes.
Yeah. It's nasty.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yes.
It's in the stirring of the water and the movement of the water that creates something new, fresh water, you know, and it's not easy. It's bumpy.
Right. And as we were talking earlier, it's not easy, but what we have to get accustomed to is being comfortable being uncomfortable.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. You know, when you were talking, because we're kind of on the, because I think when, before we were talking, before I push record, we were talking about sometimes this lack of our willingness to change is just simple laziness. Right?
Yes. And there are going to be that population of people that are going to want to stay where they are because they don't want to go through the uncomfortability of being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So they choose to stay where they are. They're content.
Yeah.
It's like they put it on cruise mode to continue with life. We're talking to the other population.
Yes, yes.
We're talking to the population of people. You want more because you know God has created you to be more. So the Well Life podcast is about helping you to step out of your comfort zone so you can be the best version of yourself. And it does require change, transition to grow.
Yes. And when you and I were talking again before I pushed record, we were talking about, because I asked you, do you ever have that tug of war or that challenge just in your thought life that says, hey, it would be so easy to just stop and rest here as opposed to being in that constant growth mode? And you said that, no, absolutely. You always are in that constant. That's how you've lived your entire life. And I think for myself, I was explaining that I was raised in a military family and we were moving every year to 2 years. And so there was constantly transition. There was constant change. And so there was a longing for stability. There was a longing for comfort. There was a longing for that just didn't come. And so for me, that's something that I do struggle with, or I have a challenge with. I always have to be intentional with growing. So there's going to be some people out there that, they want to be comfortable. And it's not because of laziness or anything like that. It's just that they don't know what that feels like for any extended period of time. And I think that it's okay to rest, but it's also important to shift, to grow, that we need to understand how we've navigated in the past and how can we navigate it now well. So I'm very aware of why I have that internal struggle, but I also know, like you were saying, Glenda, is that I was born for a specific reason and purpose in this moment in time. And I am not willing to set that aside for my comfort, that God's called us, each one of us, to do something, to continue to grow, to draw closer to Him and to fulfill His mission here on earth. Right. And I cannot change His mission for my comfort. If that makes sense, right?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Because in transition, God focuses on removing us from our old patterns.
Yep.
And I love what you have here. Our old patterns, methods, ways of doing and thinking, old assignments and mantles, severing old ties and cycles.
Yes.
Wow, that is a good one. Healing wounds and trauma, installing new identity, awakening new authority, and preparing us for the promised land and the new thing we have known that's coming.
Yeah.
So in order for us, Robin, to get ready for the new thing, we have to be in a state of continual transition.
Yep. Yeah.
Because we, right?
Yes. Well, it just, it's like renewing our renewal. It's a renewal, renewing our minds every single day, renewing our lives every single day. You know, from the very cells of our being, right? There's a renewal that's constantly happening. It actually is the rhythm of God, right? For us, right?
And it's every day, people.
Yes.
It's every day, every day, every day. Yes.
Yes. So I think that, and that's the key, and that's probably where a lot of discomfort comes is when you were reading that is the severing of old ties and cycles. Because we've become comfortable and don't even realize that we've become comfortable with how we are with just the status quo.
Exactly.
And to sever them it hurts. It's God's, because here's the thing. I think we talked about this before. There's going to be, if you're kind of stagnating and staying in the same place, the people that you're hanging around with like you there.
Yeah.
The enemy.
Because they're there.
Yes.
Because they're there. Right?
The enemy likes you there. Yes.
Exactly.
So there's an entire, go ahead.
And you get stuck doing the same patterns.
Yes.
If you think about how we do Monday through Friday, I bet you anything, it's very cyclical. If you think about what you do Monday through Fridays, weekends could be a little different because you probably don't have as much structure as you typically do through doing a quote unquote weekday. Right?
Yes.
This is for people that do a Monday through Friday like I. However, we still need to be aware that if we're doing the same, we are going to get the same.
Yep. 100%. You know, it's
100%.
Well, you know, and I go back to, I'm right now and just reading, I think in Deuteronomy and just the recounting of the Exodus. And basically God says, I think you've gone around this mountain oft enough. So people were doing the same. And here's the cycle with transition. So this was a big transition, right? I mean, they were leaving slavery. They were leaving oppression. And they were going to the promised land. And all along the way, God showed himself faithful. But all along the way, people kept complaining. And so they ended up in this cycle of going around the mountain over and over again, not reaching the promised land. Because they got stuck in what they wanted to go back. They wanted to go back to what they thought was comfortable, which was slavery and oppression. And really, staying where you are is being enslaved and oppressed. Moving forward is stepping into the promised land that God has for you.
Correct. And going back is definitely not the answer.
It is not. And you know what? And I promise you, the enemy will say, why don't you just go back? Go back to what you knew. Go back to
good old days.
Right? But that's not God.
No.
Not at all.
And you know, sometimes I can have conversation with people and they just talk about the past.
Yes.
And I listen to them and I'm saying to myself, do they hear what they're saying? Because you're talking about past stuff. Yeah. I used to do this. I used to have that. I'm like, this person is stuck.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And I do think, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but I do think as we get older, it becomes more difficult. It's easier to be stuck. And but there's something I think in every, and I'm going to talk to our boomers, all of our baby boomers, there's something inside of them that said, there's asking themselves, is this really all there is? Am I done? Right. And now I'm just going to wait till, you know, maybe I'll do work in the garden or take a vacation or whatever. Is this really all there is? Because I really feel like there's something more. Yes. And it's in that something more that you need to press into that feeling of, wait a minute, this isn't all there is. What's next?
Yes, because there is more.
Yes,
there's always more with God. Always.
Yes. You know, and you can even, you know, looking in scripture, and I threw out some names. You got Noah. I mean, now he also had a big transition, right? with the flood and having to repopulate the earth. And you have Abraham, As Abraham just leading the people, right, and everything. So there's you can all throughout scripture, Jonah, think about Jonah. Here's the thing. Jonah complained, you know, God had a mission for him. And he said, he actually sat down and said, I don't think I'm going to do that.
Yeah, he tried to run from it. Yeah.
Yes. And so I would imagine there's a lot of people that try to run from that change, from growth, from moving forward. But you know what? God's not going to leave you alone.
No.
At some point, you're going to get uncomfortable.
Yes.
Right? And here's the thing with transitions, Glenda, is that on the other side of it is something so beautiful and so incredible and so amazing that you couldn't even imagine it for yourself, but you have to go through that valley. You have to go through that wilderness, as it were, and you have to keep taking the next step and then the next step and then the next step to get to that promised land or that next place that God would have you be. It's really interesting that we're both in our 60s and we're in that, we've been in that transition process of going and after all the more that God has for us and leaving nothing behind. And it is not comfortable.
No. No,
like you're saying,
nor is it easy.
It's not easy. You know, you're talking that you're going, you know, going back to school and, you know, I got my degree, I think in my 50s. So I waited a long, long time to do that, but I didn't want to, you know, and we were talking to Michelle earlier and not about, you know, God's got us on mission and he's not going to, you're not going to miss what God has for you, but I don't want to wait, you know, 10 years for that to happen either. Right. When I'm supposed to be doing something now. So obedience is a huge part of transitioning well.
it absolutely is. And in talking about it not being easy, Robin, people, and I'm speaking to myself as well, but we need to embrace doing hard things.
Yep.
And hard is not hard in terms of suffering hard, but it's being uncomfortable, but it's also doing what you know you should do, even when you don't want to do it. And I'll use exercise as an example.
Yep.
In order for us to keep this physical body that we walk around in and that we rely upon, in order to keep it at its optimal, we need to keep it well physically structured in terms of doing exercise. Yeah. Exercise is not easy to do. If you're doing exercise and it's easy, you need to up it. Okay. Yeah. I'm telling you right now.
Yes.
Keep doing it. Don't stop doing it, but you do need to give yourself a little bit more. But the payoff for that is you cannot put a price on the payoff. You cannot, because medicine will not give you a well body that exercise will give you.
Right.
Prescriptions will not give it to you. Nothing on the face of the earth is going to give your body the best in that it can get other than exercise. That is just how God created the human body. Jesus walked. The disciples walked. They didn't have the fancy vehicle that we have, the electric bicycles. Robin, I see people on bicycles. They're not pedaling.
I know. What's up with that? I was watching a commercial, you know, they have those shoes now where you can just slip them on. You don't have to use your hands to slip on, you know, and she's sitting in the car and you don't even have to steer the car because you don't have to. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, when did we get to the place where we don't even want to use our hands to tie our shoes or drive a vehicle?
We've made things so
Too easy.
We need to scale it back.
Yeah.
So I say all of that to say that we need to embrace doing hard things that we don't want to do, but is good for us. It's going to benefit you in the long run.
Yes. And, you know, and I just have my in my notes, Jesus held nothing back. He challenged the status quo. He called out the religious and ministered to the broken, and he changed the entire world. So it's up to us to change the status quo of our family, of our lives, of our business, whatever that might be, to challenge it constantly. Challenge ourselves. Are you where you're supposed to be right now? Are you on mission? Are you just kind of like treading water right now? And actually challenging the status quo of where we are right now. And because, and I think it was Abraham's father, if I'm not mistaken, who stopped, and he died where he stopped, and instead of moving forward. And don't stop. I guess that's the message in transitions and change and growth. What is the opportunity in that? And don't stop when it gets hard, like Linda's saying, the hard things, you know, and we all have the one thing that stands out to me when we're talking about transitions is Lisa Turkhurst. I absolutely love her. And she did a message, I'm going to say probably about 12 or 15 years ago, on reaction determines reach. Everything in our lives, we are always in a constant state of transition. If you don't think that you are, think again. So, you know, we are kids in school, we maybe go to college, we get married, we have kids, the kids leave home, we have that, you know, syndrome there where our kids are gone and now we need to know what to do with the rest of our lives. And aging is a transition, moving is a transition, switching jobs is a transition, and how we react to those shifts, to those transitions, to those changes determines our reach or how far we can go or how God can use us through that transition. If we're like the people of Israel who complained and kept going around the mountain, guess what's going to happen to you in those transition moments? You are going to get stuck in that same place, continuing to go around the mountain and never getting to where you know you should be. Your reaction determines your reach. So to looking at transition, like we were talking, look at it as growth, as God doing something new. Look at it as stepping into those new wineskins that the word talks about and getting and shedding the old wineskins. And if, and I bet you there's people out there, Glenda, that feel like, oh, well, I missed that opportunity. I know I should have said yes to God then and I didn't. In 2 Kings, it talks about how God redeems the time. And it says he redeems lost time. So, and this is where Isaiah the prophet asked the Lord to do this, which is he caused the shadow to move back 10 steps on the sundial. God will redeem the time. He can turn back time. He can cause time to stand still so that you don't step out of step with his will for your life. So if you're telling, if you have that guilt of, I didn't do what I should have done. I wasn't obedient here. I've missed the mark. You haven't. God can take all of that, turn it around and redeem the time. So you haven't missed anything. I don't care how old you are. You haven't missed anything. You haven't lost anything, but now is the time to transition. Well, you know, and you know, Robin, go ahead.
I'm sorry, but you know, you saying all of that, it just, my spirit dropped in depression.
Yes, ma'am.
I feel a lot of people are depressed.
Yeah.
And they're trying to figure out why. And I think it's because they're stuck.
Yes.
They're not embracing the change that God is bringing in their life. And that, because I've been there, I have felt that depression.
Yes.
So I know that it's real. It is real.
And, yes, and it is.
It will bring you down and it will make you feel like life is over. And so I just want to speak to anyone who feels that they're depressed and that life is over. It's not over. You need to change. You need to embrace the new wine that God is pouring into you. Because if you're not, you cannot put new wine into old wineskin. It's going to burst.
Yep.
It's not going to contain it. So God wants to do something new for you. Embrace that.
Yeah.
And it might feel uncomfortable initially, but believe me and trust me, you will embrace it because God has it for you. He's equipped you for that.
Yep.
Whatever that thing is, you are equipped for it. Just like 100%. Jonah tried to run from it. You can't run from it. It's going to, he'll chase you down.
That's
right.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. That's so good. Glad And I mean, I have off and on battled with depression, and what I have found, at least in the last few years, is I just say, God, what is this about? What is it? You know, is there something that I have missed? What's going on with me? Because a lot of times that feeling of depression or that sense of depression is basically the catalyst to that transition that God wants to take you to.
Yes.
And that's what you were saying, is to embrace that and say, okay, I'm feeling this way, which is unsettling, and I'm not sure why. And there's nothing that makes sense that I would be feeling this way right now. So Lord, what is it that you're doing? What is this all about? You know, and really pray into that and let the Lord reveal that to you, because chances are is that you are about to experience something new. And you need to embrace that and say, it's okay. Tomorrow's another day. I'm going to step into the new. I don't even know what that looks like, but I'm not going to stay and wallow in this.
Yes. Yes. That's
right.
Good. Yes. Yes. Yes.
You know, there's, and we were talking, I think before we pushed play again too, or record again, is I have found that most people do not transition well. And especially when you're leaving a position, I think we talked about this, when you're leaving a job, or if you're leaving, you know, friendship or relationship or whatever, there's a way to transition well. And if you're feeling like, for in a job, for instance, if you have in your spirit and you're feeling like you no longer belong, or you no longer fit, or this is no longer for you, there's something in your spirit that's saying, it's unsettling, that says, wait a minute, I just don't think this is where I belong anymore. There's something else I should be doing. Then you need to start really praying into that and asking God about that, because you will literally, if you don't, you will end up having, you won't be transitioning well. Mm-hmm. Most people stay in a place far too long when they should have maybe resigned or moved or whatever to that next phase of their life. And I'm speaking from experience, because I know that there was a time where I really felt like, wait a minute, this is what's going on, because I've loved being here. I've loved being in this position. I've loved everything about it. I've been blessed in it, and really feeling like the Lord was calling me out of it. And I bought it for about 7 years, Glenda.
Oh, Robin.
And so what happens is you become more and more discontent. God's not like you were saying, God's not going to leave you alone until you make the right move. And so it's better to be in front of it and say, okay, what's this about? And actually talking with your boss or mentor or coach or whoever, and saying, I'm feeling this way and I don't know why.
Yes.
Because you're feeling that way because God's taking you to a new place. That's the bottom line. And
that's,
you need
the
to
bottom line.
The sooner you step into it, the easier it's going to be. And you're going to be able to transition well.
Right. So may I ask, looking back on the 7 years that you felt it and just continued to go forward, what would you change if you could go back?
Well, I kept asking, you know, we asked the Lord for clarity. You know, show me a sign kind of thing. What's that? Throw the fleece out. And the sign is,
bolt of lightning. Send down a bolt of lightning.
Right. And I think that I ignored how I was, because here's the thing. We have patterns of behavior, and I didn't want to make a move because of how I was feeling. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to make sure that it was, what was happening inside of me was something that was coming from God and not coming from me. So I was second guessing God, I guess. I was second guessing God all the time. So I what I would have done differently is I would have said, I actually would have gone to my boss and said, hey, I am feeling this way and I don't know why. And let's navigate this, because maybe they would have given me more clarity way ahead of the 7 years. And so, because when I did leave, it was extremely freeing. And so I stayed in a place of uncomfortable discomfort because it was easy.
She just said it, everybody.
It was easier to stay there. Mm-hmm.
That's what I wanted you to say. Good. Good. Yep. So a lot of times we will keep ourselves somewhere where where God is nudging us to make a move, and we want to keep it easy. We want to stay, quote unquote, comfortable.
Yep.
We want to stay for sure that, no, maybe that's just me talking, maybe that's not God, but for 7 years, that's a long time for this same something to be coming over you. So
it's a very long time, Glenda.
It's a very, very long time. Yeah.
Well, that's why we, you know, and I even have it in our notes here to normalize ending and normalize change. Yeah. And so for whatever reason, and I'm not sure if it's societal, how we were raised, culture, but we don't like endings, you know, and I can't remember who's got a book called Necessary Endings. There's a book, I can't remember the author, but we have to normalize endings. We are never meant to stay where we are. We're always meant to move forward. And so we should be able to end something with grace and excitement and maybe a little sadness all at the same time, because you're moving into something new. And but it's okay. And that's the part I think we forget to tell ourselves. It's okay that you're getting a new job. It's okay that you're moving to another state. It's okay that you're starting to hang out with a different group of people because you're like-minded, more like-minded with them. It's okay, you know, to normalize those endings and to normalize change. And embrace it. Like we've been talking about, I think in all of our podcasts just about, is that we need to embrace that change, embrace and normalize growth. It's a part, I mean, it's a part of who we are. It's a part of God's great design for us.
Yes.
Right? I mean,
Yes.
Since the moment we were born.
And in order to have a new beginning, you have to have an ending.
Yes.
So in my mindset, I see it as a new beginning.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
100%. You know, and I even have in our notes too, that the path to being well and changing your life is simple. It doesn't feel like it, but it is simple. And there's 5 steps repeated over and over again. And they are, first of all, own your stories. Everything that you've gone through in your past has made you who you are today, whether it's good, bad, or ugly. At the end of the day, you're better for it. And so owning your own stories, you don't have to go back and linger and go back to the past, but just know that, hey, it's okay. I went through a divorce. You know what? Yes. I'm better for it. I have an amazing marriage now. I went through depression. Yes. You know what? I am filled with joy now. And I found the Lord in that instance. And so own your stories, because there's, and here's the deal. There's something amazing that comes out of every story, good, bad, or ugly.
They are lessons.
They are lessons, every bit of it.
Packed with lessons.
Yes. And it's what it's doing is it's pure. What it is that the Lord says he wants to purify us and make us holy.
Yeah.
And it's a purification process. And if you think about that, he's separating the wheat from the chaff. He's separating that dross from the gold. He's wanting to bring out that gold in us. Yes. And so all of those things, our stories make, is that drawing out and that purification process. Yes. The second step is acknowledging reality. You know, you can acknowledge what's going on in your world and it's okay. So now once you acknowledge reality of what's happening, what is my part and what am I supposed to do? And when am I supposed to do it? And let's go, almost like a charge. Let's go. Yes. Right.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. And then the third is get connected. I think in community, when we are connected with like-minded people and we always have some sort of mentor or coach or somebody that we can go to and say, hey, I'm thinking this way, I'm feeling this way. Can you help me navigate that? Having some community that can pray for you, that can guide you, that can lead you. So get connected. And if you're moving into something new, like over the last couple of years, I've connected to a lot of people in the Dallas area. I know hundreds of people in the Dallas area who I couldn't have done that on my own. That's absolutely a God thing, right?
Right.
And so get connected and stay connected, you know, and so if you're a part of our Next Level Experience family listening to this, you need to get on the Facebook page. You need to stay connected. If you're not a part of our Next Level Experience family, you should be. And we would love to tell you all about that.
Yes.
The fourth thing is change your thoughts. So ultimately what we're talking about is reframing what might be uncomfortable and making it comfortable and saying, okay, right now I feel this way, but change is coming. Something good is coming. Transition is happening, and stepping into it and asking the Lord, what is it that you're doing in this moment? And I'm going to surrender. Yes. I'm going to obey and I'm going to move forward.
Yes. Renewing the mind.
Renewing That's the mind.
Yes.
And then lastly is change your actions. Mm-hmm. Like I said, don't stay in the job that you don't belong in for 7 years. Don't keep walking around the mountain to get to the promised land because it's easier. Change your actions. And so one thing that's interesting is the same thing a couple of years ago, I thought, okay, I kind of operating counterintuitively. So if something feels risky and scary, I'm now more likely to step into that as versus running away from it. Change your actions. If you're used to just stepping back or running away or ignoring how you're feeling, change your actions. And like Glenda was saying earlier, doing the difficult thing, doing the hard thing.
Yes.
Right.
That's good. And if I had to add a number six, I would say be consistent.
Yeah.
Consistency will move you forward. Yep. So just being consistent. That's good, Robin. Thank you so much for that. Yes. So we need to stop dwelling on the past, right, girl?
Yep. Yeah. And that's what Isaiah 43:18-19 says. It says, don't even remember these former things. I'm doing something brand new. And this is also in the Song of Songs. Yes. So he is doing something brand new, something unheard of. Even now, it sprouts and grows and matures. Don't you perceive it? That's that feeling we're talking about, right?
Yes.
I will make a way in the wilderness and open up flowing streams in the desert. That's Isaiah 43.
Flowing streams. Flowing, not stagnant. Flowing.
Yes.
Oh, that is so good. That was Isaiah 43:18-19. If you guys want to go and read it and meditate on that.
Yes.
That's a meditation scripture.
Woo. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So it starts off with stop dwelling on the past.
Yes.
And so that's where you need to embrace transition, embrace change, embrace growth, and actually embrace being uncomfortable.
Yes.
Because there's an opportunity in all of that.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
All right, my friend, is there anything else you want to add about transitions? We could probably talk about a lot of different things on this, and we may at another time, but for today.
I would like to do that. I would like to do another episode on it, because when you say transition in my world, I think about death and dying.
Yeah.
Because there's the transition of that.
Yep.
And but we'll hold off on that for now, but we'll do it at another episode, because we want to help people to embrace that transition as well.
Yeah.
Because it's a part of life.
Yes, it is. It's a part of every single individual's life. Nobody escapes that except for Jesus.
No. Yeah, absolutely.
Right? And
absolutely.
I think we also want to talk about the transitions with menopause and for men and women, that transition in life, because that one is not just a phase of life. That's actually, there's some physiological things that happen.
Absolutely.
That we are maybe aware of or unaware of. And so hopefully we can demystify some of that, right?
Yes. So maybe two more episodes of transitions.
There you go. Okay, my friends. Well, with that, thank you for joining us again with and Robin conversation today on transitions. Yes. We so appreciate you continuing to listen to us, and we would love for you to share, subscribe, and reach out to us. Thank you for those that have reached out to us with topics. And so some things are coming up that will be things that you've asked us to talk about. So we're looking forward to that. Yep. And with that, this is the Well Life Podcast, and I am Robin.
And I'm Dr. Glenda. We want you to live well.
Amen. See you guys next time.
If you're ready to get started on a path to live well, join us every week at the Well Life Podcast. We'd love for you to give us a rating and review, share with your friends, and keep coming back. You can follow Dr. Glenda and Robin on all forms of social media or visit their websites listed in the show notes.